about things, or even remain Christian. Such development, we are speaking of frequent confession, always under divine guidance, is part of the genius of Catholic Christianity. The Church remains essentially the same now for 2,000 years. But the Church grows. She develops internally. Frequent confession is also one of the signs that the Church is an organism that is not just growing, but thriving for the best of reasons. The Church is alive, and the Church is alive only where there are Catholics in the state of grace. Consequently, anyone who frowns on frequent confession and goes back to the dusty volumes, while the practice of penance, see the early Church, is centuries behind the times, people would not be caught dead with a copy of St. Augustine in their hands. We'll dig up obscure passages from the Church's ancient practice, their effort to discredit the value of frequent confession. There are parishes in Detroit where they do not hear confessions. The priest gives absolution to the whole Church, and no confession. That is the disappearance of the Catholic Church. Should I say it, I will. The center of the breakdown of the Catholic Church in our country in the Archdiocese of Detroit. How well I know. Well, the jobs I've been given by the Holy See years ago. Cardinal Archbishop of Detroit got a letter. I got a copy of his letter. Told him to make plans for meeting him. Spend hours in conversation with His Eminence. Every time the Cardinal opened his mouth and said yes to what the Holy See was asking him to do, a priest sitting next to him shouted, "Don't be a coward. You are running the Church in Detroit and not the Pope." Needless to say, anyone who discourages frequent confession is breaking down the Roman Catholic Church. The Catholic Church needs frequent confessions even to survive, not to say thrive, in today's society. The same Pope Pius XII rebuked in very strong language those who criticized the long lines of penitence. They have nothing more to confess than failures, say in patience and charity. What he then said, "I mean it," deserves to be memorized. I'm quoting the late Pope Pius XII. said the Holy Father, it is true that venial sins can be expiated in many ways that I cannot too highly recommend. But to ensure more rapid progress day by day in the practice of virtue, we want the pious practice of frequent confession introduced into the church by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit should be earnestly promoted through frequent confession. Genuine self-knowledge increases, Christian humility grows, bad habits are corrected, spiritual neglect and tepidity are resisted, the conscience is purified, the will strengthened, a salutary self-control is obtained, and grace is increased by virtue of the sacrament itself. And the Pope wrote these words in 1943. In the light of what has since happened, I consider his strong defense of frequent confession prophetic. We shall not, and we repeat, we shall not restore the church to her former glory, and please God, to a more glorious future, until we bring back frequent confession. And frequent confession depends on us going to confession frequently. Now, more specifically, the title to which we addressed ourselves, Growth in Chastity Through Frequent Confession. I know human nature. I know human nature, both feminine and masculine gender. We men need to grow in the virtue of chastity. Now the question, how does a frequent reception of the sacrament of confession enable us to grow in fruitful chastity? The answer, surprisingly, is nothing less than 8 ways in which the popes tell us frequent confession deepens, strengthens our spiritual life. Each of these 8 ways contributes to our growth. We are now calling reproductive virtue of chastity. First, frequent confession increases our self-knowledge. If there is one knowledge we all need and need to grow in, the honest appraisal of our own selfish self. Consequently, we grow in chastity, mother clear understanding of our naturally, spontaneously egotistical we all are. the grace we receive from the sacrament of God's mercy enables us to realize what our Lord meant. We are His disciples. In a measure, we love others as He has loved us. The only real competitor to our genuine love of others, the only real competitor is the innate self-love that we all have. Secondly, frequent confession helps us to grow in Christian humility. We've said this more than once. I repeat it again. God punishes the proud by depriving them of the power to control their sexual drives. Let me repeat. God, shall I call it, divinely patterned way of punishing proud people by depriving them of the power to master their sex drives. I know our drive to sexual enjoyment, contrary to the will of God, is the fruit of pride. This sacrament, the sacrament of confession, gives us the light to see our nothingness, thus provides us for the grace we need to grow in chastity. Thirdly, frequent confession corrects our bad habits. And we all have bad habits. Another name for a bad habit is vice. Among the vices of our fallen nature, lust is second only to pride in its constant need for conversion. But more often we receive the sacrament of penance, the more chaste we become, as our lustful inclinations are gradually, with God's grace, subdued. I'm speaking over 50 years of priestly experience. Frequent confession resists our spiritual neglect, which is a perfect synonym for torpidity. In the language of the Bible, a timid person is lukewarm. Remember what the closing book of the Bible tells us. God is speaking. How I would like to have you, either hot or cold, but you are lukewarm. Frequent confession, I repeat, resists our temptation to be lukewarm. Let me be very honest with you. Lukewarm Catholics will not survive in today's society. And the 21st century was just around the corner. You don't have to be a genius to predict where the 21st century will dawn, the most hostile age to Christian chastity. Christ could not have been more emphatic And when he told the Apostle John, speaking to the people of Laodicea, quotes, "I know all about you, how you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other. But since you are neither, but only lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth," unquote, the Son of God. There is nothing more important than to overcome stupidity in the spiritual life. Why? Because lukewarmness, stupidity, deprives of the graces we need to preserve our chastity. The frequent reception, what the church calls the sacrament of peace, gives us stability in resisting the demon of lust and thus growing in angelic chastity. We continue. Frequent confession purifies our conscience. We know what the conscience is. The conscience is our mind passing judgment on the morality of our actions. A pure conscience is conformed to the will of God. The more often we go to confession, the more clear our conscience becomes. In other words, the better we can see what God wants us to do and not what we prefer. God wants us to not only master our sexual passions, He wants us to reproduce ourselves in spirit, which is another name for reproductive chastity. Oh, I could spend hours, days on this subject of reproductive chastity. You fathers are only as authentically reproductive as the children you beget, bring into this world, rear, raise, and train for the kingdom of heaven. Not finished yet. Frequent confession strengthens our wills. A strong will is a generous will. A weak will is a selfish will. How the philosophy of this world has perverted the very meaning of words. The language of our secular culture, strong-willed people are the proud titans of industry and commerce and politics, dominate others to assert their own power. Never before in human history been more need for human wills to be strong in their sacrifice in themselves and submission to the will of God. We saw earlier how God humiliated the proud Romans in the first century of Christianity by allowing them to become slaves of their sexual passions. The Roman Empire of the first century of Christianity was a sex-perverted society. And God is doing the same today. One so-called developed nation after another, intoxicated with pride, is wallowing in lust. most frequent reception of the sacrament of reconciliation strengthens our wills to overcome the worst enemy in our lives, which is, let me say it, our own self-will. And more than that, the more we sacrifice our selfish desires, the more we grow in humility, is the foundation for the virtue of chastity. I'm almost, but not quite finished. The pervading culture of our day calls for reparation. The crimes of lustful pride, which have created a culture of death, which demands the murder of millions of unborn or recently born children. What better reparation can we make than by the part of what I do not hesitate calling heroic chastity? This is a chastity that witnesses to a world drunk with pride and sunk in lust. However, where can we get the strength of will needed to practice heroic chastity? Only from Jesus Christ, by receiving his body in Holy Communion and receiving his grace in the sacrament of mercy. Frequent confession provides us with salutary self-control. I can't be too clear on the meaning of self-control. What is this self which needs to be controlled? It is the ego, which the English language from time immemorial has capitalized. This is the ego of which Christ spoke and defined his true followers. If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Oh, what sermons, what hours of reflection are tied into those words. And deny himself, take up his cross, and then follow me. The term self-control, put it mildly, is ambiguous. In the mind of Christ, self-control means self-denial. Nothing less than mastering the most assertive part of our created nature. How then does the sacrament of confession give us self-control? It gives us what we most need in life. What is that? To subdue our egomania that does not stop even in telling God to mind his own business. This self-control is at the root of Christian chastity. Those who are chaste on Christ's terms, not to restrain their venereal appetite, they love God so deeply, they want to share his love with others. If they are married, they wish to cooperate with the Creator, reproducing themselves not only in body, but also and especially in spirit. If they sacrifice marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, they do so in order to be more fruitful, reproducing offspring for eternal life with God. I may go a few minutes over time. We're not quite finished. The church tells us, through the sacrament of penance, a sanitary, underline the word sanitary, self-control is obtained. The mastery of our self-will is sanitary, the Latin word salus, which means salvation. The frequent confession of our sins is a divinely ordained promise of everlasting life. And thus the only reason we are living in this world, to gain heaven and the world to come. But I have one more part to cover. We grow in the likeness of Christ. I'd like to close this conference with a beautiful tribute authorized by Pope Paul VI. It is one of the most eloquent pleas in human history for the frequent reception of the sacrament of penance, issued by the Pope after the Second Vatican Council, and emphasizes how this sacrament is not only for the remission of mortal sins, it is an infallible means of becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. I'll close with this quotation from Pope Paul VI. Frequent and reverent recourse to this sacrament, even only venial sins are in question, is of great value. Frequent confession is not mere ritual repetition, or is it merely a psychological exercise. Rather, it is a constant effort to bring to perfection the grace of our baptism, so that we carry about in our bodies the death of Christ who died, to the life of Jesus lives more and more manifest in all of us. In such confessions, one is confessing venial sins, penitents may be concerned with becoming more conformed to Christ and more submissive to the voice of His Spirit. A short closing paragraph. What are we being told by the Vicar of Christ? He is telling us, by frequent confession, we grow in the likeness of the old chaste Son of God, whose chastity is another name for His sanctity. We are only as pleasing to God as our lives are chaste. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. or phone 773-267-1195.